Good morning. It is Friday, February 20th, 2015, and in the studio we have Cindy Edwards with the Sitka Banff Group.
Good morning, Emily.
Good morning, Cindy. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's good to see you.
Good. So Cindy is here to talk about the Banff Mountain Film Festival World Tour. It's coming to Sitka next Wednesday, February 25th, 7 o'clock at the Performing Arts Center. And my first question for you is, what is Banff? What does that even mean? Is that stand for something?
Banff, actually, it's a really gorgeous town in Canada. And it's a really mountainous village. It's a beautiful destination for people that go adventure. And on their off season, they host the Banff Mountain Film Festival. So all people from all over the world put films into this film festival. And when they submit them, thousands of people ascend upon this town named Banff, and they come and they preview the films, they get to know who directed them, and then they choose their favorite ones. By the end of the time together, they pick their favorites, and those are the ones that go on tour.
Got it. And how many years has Sitka been hosting its own local Banff Film Festival?
I think we're getting in the 10-year range. Dave Nevins was the man who first grabbed it and brought it to Sitka. He has since moved to Arizona, but we've been doing it. I've been involved the last 3 years. Yeah, it's been really a wonderful thing. And every year, it gets better and better.
I'm going to play just the beginning of the Banff trailer. It's called the Radical Reels Tour. So these are films that are being, as Cindy said, spread all throughout the United States and Alaska. It's coming to Fairbanks, Juneau, and Anchorage. So Sitka's getting their very own. And Banff, the sound is a little bit like this. There are helicopters flying over mountains and parachutes being lifted off of snow caps. There's skiers. I see rock climbing. Someone looks like they're ice picking or base jumping. Oh, there's tightrope walking. So it's all just the human body doing extreme things in some really beautiful locations. This is a cut reel trailer of some of the films that are being shown. And they look spectacular. And you previewed some of them. Can you talk a little bit about if you know a few of the types of films that are being screened? I know about one, but
yeah.
What people can kind of expect in general.
Yeah, and if it is your first time, I would definitely encourage you to do exactly what Emily just did. Go online and just type in Banff and watch some of the trailers, because it will help you get an idea of what you're in for. And there's nothing like seeing those images on a large screen and that sound coming from a good sound system. But some of the films, we're working a lot with human emotion. And I think it's really driving like the exploration of human emotion and in these phenomenal settings for sure. But I think a lot of the mental and physical limits are always being pushed in these films. And each year it seems to go just a little bit further. And also I think we're seeing more historical connection, like people that are following like a British explorer and writer's footsteps through the Empty Quarter, which is the largest sand desert on the world.
Wow.
And so things like that happen, or they'll go into places like the Arabian Peninsula and they'll say, you know, let's look at this. So they're pushing themselves physically and mentally, as well as saying, you know, this is the real world. This is a place that's full of the goodness and generosity that is kind of the direct opposite of what you see on CNN, because they're going in, they're getting to know the people. And so for folks that are into the adventure part, that's excellent. And you will be amazed and you'll be thrilled and happy you came. And I think for folks that are coming just to see what it's about, I think they'll be really pleasantly surprised as well, because it does go historically and it does go into areas of the world and gives us angles that we don't normally see, as well as being totally inspired by what the physical body can do.
Yeah. And you have some testimony from someone who had gone to Banff for the first time, right?
Yeah, I was thinking about people that like, what is this film festival about? And this woman wrote, she just went to see this, and she said that she wasn't sure what she was supposed to expect about a film festival about mountaineering, and I don't know. But she said, after witnessing the emotional highs and lows of the adventurers, some shockingly beautiful cinematography, and a really cute dog. She said, I found myself rethinking the assessment of like, what could this be about? And she said, with no prior knowledge, it turns out you're looking at a very inspirational, life-affirming set of movies, and this Mountain Film Festival is the best bet. And so she went on to write some other pieces about what made such a difference. But she just, you know, she said it's just totally thought-provoking and motivational and inspiring, and it's the real deal. So it's coming to Sitka, and I'm so glad to be part of that process.
One of the films, full disclosure, our news director is also part of the Sitka Banff group, and he told me about one of the films. It's I watched it last night. It's 14C, and it's about a 14-year-old rock climber named Kai. I wrote this down. Kai Leitner. He's from North Carolina, and he's one of the best young rock climbers in the world. This African-American young man with a single mom who is a math professor at Fayetteville University. And the movie is about his incredible climbing abilities. He's like water over those rocks. I mean, he just is sailing up them. But what it's actually about, that's kind of the pretext, what it's actually about is their relationship and how she's supported him in his career in these very non-cliched ways. Mm-hmm. She just is very matter-of-fact. He has to get straight A's if he wants to continue climbing. She said something about how with climbing, when you set the bar high, you really have to be disciplined. If you want to be able to ascend that wall, you have to be more disciplined than you have to be with most things in life that come more easily to us. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering if, you know, you're a person who's explored so many pockets of the outdoors, what you feel going into these places gives you as a person. I know you've gone on bike trips, and when you think about what does it give you that I guess everyday life cannot give you, perhaps?
Yeah, that's a fun question. I think that honestly, for me, it feels like my lungs were made to breathe that kind of air. And I think when I go on adventures, there is a sense of like, this is really what I'm made of. This is really what I'm about. I think there's healing properties just being out into the wilds and going into nature. I think there's healing properties of just like resetting your internal buttons and like back to your true self, your natural, true, intelligent self. I think that happens when you go outdoors and adventure, explore. And I think just the simplicity of living, you know, I think we get so complex in this world with our computers and phones and all the things we have to do and deadlines. Yeah. And it's like, oh yeah, let's just get a reset to how we were made and the beautiful and the miracles around us. And these folks definitely take that to such an extreme. So, you know, if you've ever worked hard to achieve something and the achievement was like, yes, I did it. I think that these folks are taking that to the next level. And it is inspiring. It makes you start thinking like, what could I push? Because, you know, this life is a short, short time on this earth. And it just feels like, you know, try it out and go for it, you know, because there will be a day where we can't. And so I just think that's part of it for me is seizing it.
Yeah. And who does this festival benefit? Yeah. We'll have some information about tickets at the end of our interview, but
yeah, it benefits actually. The money goes, all of the proceeds, every dollar goes into the wellness fund at the Haim Center, and that fund this year is going to go towards the Safe Shelter, Blatchley Middle School, Pacific High School, and the Sitka Tribe of Alaska. So those entities will all be able to come use the climbing wall and come, you know, do some programming and working in out and doing different sports. On the gym floor, gymnastics, silks, like they'll be able to come and push their limits in these same ways and challenge themselves and reach just like that little cute little climber. He's so sweet.
It's worth going just to see him. Yeah. He's so lovely. So the Banff Mountain Film Festival is coming to Sitka on Wednesday, February 25th. 7 o'clock at the Performing Arts Center on that big, big, big screen. Mm-hmm. Tickets are $15 for adults and $10 for students and seniors. They're being sold right now.
Mm-hmm. They're on sale at Old Harbor Books. You could also buy them at the front desk of the Haim Center. And there are a handful of giveaways that they actually send in from their sponsors. So we'll have a raffle and a drawing there at the event. So Okay. See what you win.
Great. Well, thank you so much to Cindy Edwards of the Sitka Banff Committee, who helped handpick and curate this festival. That's it for our morning interview. We're headed to Writer's Almanac, followed by Bird Note.
Thanks, Emily.
Thanks, Cindy.